thought we got rid of this song. I thought we told you to take it out of the rotation, to take it off your soundboard. Just, could you not, like, play the song? Could you not?
Looch, the 8-bit is not cool. The 8-bit is as cool as that undershirt you were wearing.
Nailed it.
Wow! I actually said, because of last show, Brax needs to talk more. Brax needs to talk more. Your contributions last show, when you called me an idiot, I thought that was one of the funniest things that we've done in show history. Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, I guess that makes our naughty parts tingle.
He made my naughty parts tingle. Good job, Belly. All right, Potts, you're up on soundboards for the rest of the day. It's not the same. I need you on soundboards.
He wants you, Potts.
We want you. Because of the delay, we're realizing that whenever you're here, you need to run sound, and whenever you're not here, Belly is going to hold it down in your absence.
Okay.
All right, so you're on sound for the rest of the day. Let's get into these games. Concussion was a fun one. I'll tell you about that after Belly paints a picture of Murder in the Dark.
Murder in the Dark. Brought to you by Hasbro Games. So we used to play a game, me and my friends, at my parents' house. I was the one friend with the basement. With no lights on and stuff down there. We played this game where you'd basically turn off all the lights, and this was at a time when the basement was pretty simple. Only furniture down there, really. Tables, chairs, couches. No pictures hanging on the wall, really. Nothing like that. We used to basically turn off all the lights, and it was pure darkness down there. There was not seeing your hand in front of your face. That's how dark it was. And we'd set one person up as the killer, and everyone else, the like 3 to 5 to 6 to 7 of us that were not killers, would go into the main living room area, and the killer would start in the hallway on the far side. Now, to draw you a picture, my basement was basically just a big square where the rooms opened up into the side, and the hallway entrance went both ways. So you could come either way as the killer, but you didn't know which one. As long as you were a quiet killer, you could sneak up on the whole group, stand with them, and then basically just start knocking heads. Because basically that's what we did afterwards, is when you were getting close to killing someone, some of us made up our own sounds. One of my friends was used to build the anticipation, kind of like the Jaws sound. The dun-dun, dun-dun. But his was a beep, 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 beep. And then you just hear someone scream, because he definitely was close to you. If you started hearing that sound and it was getting closer and closer to you, you were the one he was about to kill.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I love the, like, because any of those dark room games, I was the weirdo who always loved them, because it's like, it made me like, you have to use your mind's eye. And I love doing it because I'm really good at that. But my friends, they used to be like, no, Lucio, God, no more dark game. It was just tag in the dark.
Yeah, that's basically what we used to play. But this also resulted in one of the funnier stories I ever tell. So, obviously, there was cause for injury in games like this because you can't see.
All the time.
We had a friend whose little brother, his direct move, if, say, the group started in the hallway, that's a really thin space to get down. We had this friend's little brother one day. He started running and then just dropped on the ground right in front of the whole group as I knocked something off the table.
No, it was good for effect,
he dropped though. Something right. He dropped in front of everyone, tripped one guy, and his arm went right through the drywall right downstairs. Well, I didn't have time to fix it. We always played this game after school or something like that before my parents would
get home.
Mom's
coming home in an hour.
Yeah. And my dad hangs down in the basement all the time. Well, here's the thing. I didn't have time to plaster this or do anything. Also, I was 12 years old at the time. I wasn't even skilled in that really
yet.
Hold
on. Let's guess what it's going to be that he put. What does he cover it with, Brax? I'm going to go poster.
Like a blanket, maybe?
I covered it with
pots.
What do you think I covered the hole with?
Yeah, I'd say like a blanket or a sheet.
So this spot where it is, where it happened, was right at the end of the hallway. You can my dad sits on this couch. He can see right to where it is at times. So I covered it up. I had maybe 30 minutes left before my parents get home. I covered it up with just a white sheet of paper.
You took
it was a white
piece
wall.
Of paper?
I covered it up with a white sheet of paper.
Did you use the colorful thumbtacks?
No, I just basically scotch taped the top and scotch taped the bottom.
Dude. Wow.
So here's the funny part. My parents get home. 4 hours go by.
You could have fixed
it. I hear nothing. Well, no, I couldn't have fixed it. No, my dad's been, downstairs this whole time.
They've been home for 4 hours.
They've been home for 4 hours. I hear nothing about it. I'm like, all right, I got away with it. I'll fix it tomorrow. No big deal. I hear my dad yell. I say, he says, Matt, Matt, come downstairs right now. Because he knows we play this stupid game. They know. I come downstairs and I'm walking down into the basement. And as soon as I get to like the towards the bottom of the stairs, I can see over. I don't even look at him. I look directly at the spot. The piece of paper, the scotch tape that was holding it at the top, let go.
It's just and folded it folds, down.
It's folded down, hanging there with the hole in the wall. It basically was the epitome of me getting in trouble. It was like, he was just like, what happened here? I was like, well, you know, Paul put his arm through the wall on accident. Someone tripped him and he kind of fell and it kind of went in. And the funniest part was when we turned the lights on, because obviously when someone said, we had like a safe, like we said lights anytime someone, we needed to like bring hurt, them up, yeah. And someone was hurt or something like that.
When someone gets hurt.
When? Yeah, when someone not gets if. Hurt, not if. Lights was the term. We turn on the lights and he's like grabbing at his knee because he hit his knee on the baseboard. And he's like grabbing at his knee, his arm sticking in the wall. And he's like, oh, my knee. We turn the lights on and his arm's in the wall. And we're like, Paul? Your arm is kind of in the wall, brother.
Yeah, keep thinking about your knee. It's not the arm that you want to think about. Yeah. Oh, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, it was fun, though.
But that's the thing you do as kids. You're bored. You don't have... We didn't have the internet.
I didn't get in too much trouble.
Dude, we didn't have the internet growing up. Imagine kids now, like they just go on their iPads. Like, we had... What was our video games? Growing up, Super Nintendo, which was amazing to us, but
yeah,
we
didn't... Yeah, N64.
It wasn't portable.
First of all...
Potts, you grew up with Atari.
Atari and then like just the first Nintendo. Generation Nintendo is a real big deal, playing Duck Hunt and Super Mario Brothers. Yeah,
that satisfying Zelda. Click of that Duck Hunt.
Does anybody
gun.
Remember their first video game they played? I do. Mine was Popeye. It was a Popeye's game for Nintendo.
Not Popeye's game. It was a Popeye game.
Popeye, yeah.
Like the spinach eating sailor.
Yep.
Not the fried chicken joint.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Who's just playing this game, better. Just dishing fried chicken out?
With their super racist commercials. Hey, honey, come get my chicken.
Oh, that was no. That was a big fat no.
I keep doing that. What is that? It's the helicopter. It's our helicopter on the roof. You guys didn't realize I ordered one for us? It's waiting to take us home. So this is concussion. We would literally just line each other. Everybody line up on the side of a driveway, have a basketball or some sort of ball. And then one person tries to make it from the garage to the end of the driveway running. Everybody from the side of the driveway is just pegging balls at them. And you just can't fall down.
The gauntlet.
I mean, you would end up with a concussion. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm joking that we named it concussion, but I remember we actually called it the headache game.
that's basically concussion.
Little did we know that was actually concussions.
We played another outside game when it was dusk time and the lights would go out, similar to flashlight tag, but instead
Manhunt?
It was called Manhunt, and the person that was it got a laser pointer.
Dude, I always said for my bachelor party, I want a full-on game of Manhunt.
Yeah.
That's what I would like. I don't need strip clubs. I would like to just get everybody into a field and just like capture the flag, kick the can, manhunt.
Kick the can was brought up in the social media lounge.
Kick the can. Potts, do you know kick the can?
I don't think I ever played that.
Kick the can is the tits. Brady, Brax, do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Belly?
I know what kick the can is, yes.
Tell the people.
You kick it.
That's not the kick the can. It's not that
You kick the can.
It's not that I'm lazy.
It's you just kick the can.
No, kick the can. Somebody's it. And they're guarding a can, like in a cul-de-sac, just an empty can of whatever, soda. And then everybody else somehow has to get that, they have to kick the can. But all the person that's it has to do is say your name and where you are, and you're out. They don't have to tag you. It's just like, Belly, hiding behind the car, I see you, get out of there, get over here, buddy. And then you have to go to jail. So it's really hard because you have to distract the person, and then another person has to come out and kick the can.
Yeah. So you're distracting the person,
right.
And another person is...
I don't want to leave the can, because as soon as I leave the can, somebody's going to come run out, and I'm not going to see who it is if I can't name it. You know, so everybody's running with their shirts covering who they are. I have to know who it is to call them out and where they are before they kick the can. It's a phenomenal game. Phenomenal game. You're running around. You're in people's backyards. You're trying to get from here to here without ever being seen. Manhunt's phenomenal. We used to play one in my basement where it was kind of like Pickle, But we would set up three couch cushions just on top of each other. You take the three couch cushions, you pile them up, one, two, three, on top of each other. And then you would run as the runner, the base runner, and you would full head first dive onto that. And then when you do that, you land your belly on that. They end up falling and you slide forward as if you were doing a head first slide. So you do that. And we had all the timing worked out. So it was always a bang, bang tag play. So one person would stay at the end where you're running from. One person would stay at the end where the base is. You set up the three pillows like 10 feet from the base and you have somebody sprint at it, dive. And on the dive, the person throws the ball and tries to bang, bang tag. Just stupid shit. But man, was it a great way to pass time. And I wonder if kids do that these days because it's so easy to just hop on and just play a game.
They don't.
No, not a. I mean, we used to come up with a lot of games outside as when we were playing things like, I'm trying to think of the games we used to play, but we used to play like Manhunt or something like that outside. It was mostly like one person searching for a group and then the group teaming up to like make an escape. Or one person, like, making the sacrifice to get out of there. Potts, you play any games?
I mean, I think just, like, I remember playing, like, that lava game a lot where I'd be on my bed and then...
Floor is Lava?
Lava.
Floor's yes! Lava. Floor is Lava is a great game.
Belly from the social media lounge.
We used to call that midnight... We used to have parties where at we'd all discuss a time... Like that we were having when we were having the party that all of us would say, all right, 11:30 p.m.
Lava.
Floor is lava.
That's awesome.
But only like us in the apartment would be in on it. So we'd be having a party and all of a sudden like someone would be like, floor is lava. And like all of us would jump up on coffee tables, chairs and walls and stuff.
Oh, my God. That's too good. From the social media lounge. The only dark basement game I remember playing was in high school. I think it was called Eat the Mushrooms, Turn on the Black Light and Paint the Walls with Laundry Detergent. It was fun. I want to hang out with them. That sounds great. No.
Floor's Lava is a great one, Potts.
Floor's Lava is good. And I think that would be that. Like that would be a really fun way for me to do like a bachelor party, I think. Is to just
to
do like
mushrooms and paint the walls.
And then maybe play some Manhunt, too. Yeah, no, that would be good. I just really appreciate this. Everybody in the social media line.
I play Wizard Staffs now at parties.
Everybody's got 3D games on their cell phones now. It's true. It's true. And I watched Ready Player One again on the way out to on the plane. And I got to tell you guys, like, I feel like we're not far from that. And basically the premise of that movie, in case you don't know, is the world is kind of overrun and overpopulated. It's really not so great in real life anymore. Like it's kind of looking like a little bit third world country everywhere now. And so they came up with this like virtual, basically, you know, they've got treadmills that are omnidirectional. You've got suits that basically allow you to feel in the virtual world. And it's not necessarily like virtual reality. It's like you are now in a computer. You can go play, you know, climb a mountain with Batman. You can go play basketball with Michael Jordan. Like you can just do that. And honestly, I think that's where we're going.
I agree.
That is where we're going. But that scares me because I think you're going to lose out on playing all these games.
Pass. Virtual reality makes me dizzy.
But Belly, what if I told you you could put something on where it didn't feel like you were in virtual reality anymore and you were entering a matrix, basically. That's where we're going.
I mean, yeah.
Do you guys realize we are trying to go down, not to lose you, get your sound ready? No, do you realize we're going down? In dimensions, we're trying to get from the third dimension to the second one. That's backwards. What? You realize that, right? You should be trying to get higher. You should not be trying to get lower. We're trying to go from a 3D world into a computer. That's backwards, folks. Yeah. But that's the evolution. I guarantee you that's where this is going. So, thank you from the social media lounge who has been very participative today, if we can. My grandpa and I both had 64 and 128-bit. I remember when bits were a thing and you were just so excited for the next doubling of bits.
Man, I remember when I was selling cameras at Target and you, like, selling a, like, 28 megabyte, like...
Fujifilm?
Like, little like, SD card. It's like, yeah, you can put at least, like, 15 more pictures on this card.
That's unbelievable.
Oh, you've got a 7-megapixel camera? You might want the full gig. I know it costs $130, but you want to take as many pictures as possible.
All right.
Unreal. Potts, what do you
a
got
gig
for us?
Cost
we've got,
$100
we haven't had
Belly, that hurt to hear. Just so many botched, like, megapixel, no, we're going to go to the gig. Like, yeah. What? No, those are two completely separate things. Sorry.
Yes.
My photographer... Instinct.
Megabytes.
Copy's freaking out right now. He's like, Belly, no!
256 no! megabytes.
Potts, you haven't been with us for a while, and we're going to miss you. I guess, are we going to have you Wednesday?
Yeah, we should have Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
So is there anything that we haven't got to? We've got just a few minutes left with the people. Is there anything that's been on your chest you've been dying to get off?
Yeah, I was going to talk about co-host pet peeves, because... You say something that annoys the living fuck out of me.
All right, did this.
Going with the whole, like, hey, I'm from Virginia, guys. Like, you say buddy so much. It
buddy.
Is like nails on a fucking chalkboard. He goes, he'll walk into a room and be like, hey, buddy. And I'm like,
I hear that every day.
Like, all right. It's so annoying.
Can I retort? May I retort?
I mean, yeah, I don't know what you're going to retort to.
Your friend walks in. You literally have a friend that you refer to only as best friend. You have an Instagram account as best friend.
Hey, best friend.
Hey, best friend. And I can't say, hey, buddy.
No. Yeah, you could say, hey, cousin. Hey, you could say, hey, best friend. But you cannot say, hey, buddy.
So Luch uses buddy in so many different ways because he tones it.
Yes.
Tone his buddy.
Thank you.
Like when he's about to set you up to tell you something that you know he knows you don't want to hear, he's like, hey buddy. Or if he's like, buddy, he's excited.
How about this? If I don't believe what you're saying, if I ain't buying
buddy.
Yeah. Buddy.
Yeah.
And then if I'm just trying to be silly,
buddy.
Hey buddy. There's a lot
of
buddy.
Them. Yep. There's the high, hey buddy. Then the hey buddy.
There's the there's the sympathetic buddy. There's the hey buddy.
How about the AM? Ah, hey buddy.
Oh, in the mornings. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Walk out.
Oh yeah, before he's had his coffee, buddy.
Coffee, buddy.
It's funny. We started actually to just quick segue from that. We actually started doing touchdowns at Potts' open mic at Marinate.
Yeah.
And we told that that's been good. Potts, tell the people about that.
Yeah, I mean he hooked in my phone to the mixing board. Yeah, I mean the whole setup is awesome. We did week 4. We are up to 8 comics, and I mean it's cool. It's literally been growing each week. And yeah, we had the touchdown button set up, and people. It's funny, is because he announced it before people started going up about how we're going to do it, and it kind of creates this kind of goal that people now have, and somewhat of a sense of competition as well, because comedians are very competitive.
I told him, Potts wanted to hit him with the wah, wah, wah on a bad joke, right. And like we were like, no, you can't do that to comedians because that's like all about timing, and we don't want to be just dropping random stuff like in here where we know it's coming. But if you give them something to work for, no comedian has ever been upset with random applause, right? We're always fine with applause because it's saying it's affirmation. It's saying, hey, that's funny. Good job. So if you give them a sound, yeah, we're always fine with that. But if you give them a sound that says you've earned the respect of the room, that's almost like now a new goal to work for. And it's funny because we had people literally start their sets with, all right, folks, I'm not even trying for a touchdown. If I can just get a field goal, I'll walk out of here feeling good about myself.
Right.
I mean, it was
no shutouts.
No shutouts. And nobody got one.
No.
So now it's a thing. But I think that touchdown sound is actually a really good idea from our show. It's going to be hard. Belly, that's going to be hard for you to do. Like, he's good, man.
I know he's good. He's the best
in
the business.
There is. We need him.
But I've become so addicted to the sounds that I need him whenever he's not here.
It feels like we're missing something without them.
Yeah, absolutely. When we have to make our own touchdown sound, it's just not as good.
I feel
what
like
do
I
you
did
say touchdown?
Touchdown, yeah.
No, I've got the best impression, I think. Does anybody want to try to beat me?
No.
Copying it?
I don't think so, no.
Everybody's going to go around the
room.
We
know it's going
to
be you.
Oh, now it's funny because you don't want to. Everybody's going to go around the room giving their best touchdown impression. You want me to lead this off? I think I should go last because I'm telling you mine's the best.
I think yours is the best.
All right, Brax.
Touchdown.
Belly?
Touchdown!
I did it. Best one.
Touchdown!
Touchdown!
Yeah, yours is the best.
Good. Yeah, that was good.
That's pretty good.
But it's not as good as the sound.
I love you guys.
Good job, buddy.
Do it. Touchdown.
That means
down.
You didn't do a good
Touchdown.
Job.
Touchdown.
Potts is the sound guy today. Potts is here. He's the sound guy.
You earned it. Well done, Potts. Get us out of here, dude.
That's all I got. I guess I'll see you guys next week. Have a good
week. You better. You know we got a special guest next Wednesday coming on.
Oh, I will
live.
Be here for fucking Hot Mess. I will absolutely be here for Hot Mess. Can't wait. Have a good one, guys. You can kindly go fuck yourselves.
Matty Potts from the Santa Monica Newsroom. Nicely done. Brax, good job today. What do you got for the people, dude?
Just keep finding that G-spot and be safe out there, folks.
Billy Matt LaBelle running the show from the producer's chair as always. Co-host extraordinaire. What's up, man? What do you got left for the people?
It's been a great day as always. Don't forget to tune in on Tuesday for the Voice of One Wheel. And next Wednesday, we have a very special guest, former co-host of this show, Sexy Hot Mess Kim, coming in live. Or at least she said she was going to, so we better see her.
Oh, we'll see her in Studio A. Hot Mess Kim has a rap named after her from a show that we created. There's no Looch Dog hot dogs, but there's a Hot Mess rap, apparently. We will have her in the studio to defend herself. She is the best. You guys do not want to miss it. If you want to have some fun, make sure you're here on Wednesday next week and, of course, Tuesday for the Voice of One Wheel. For everybody here at TTR Studios, we are out of here. Peace!